Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. I'm Hong Bin Jung. The recent slump in the IT sector, further highlighted by the layoffs, has forced business leaders, including those in Singapore, to rethink their IT investments. Many CFOs and CIOs believe that large technology initiatives and investments may be better further avoided. And joining me on the phone today to tell us more is Seth Robin, who is the founder, global CEO, and chairman of the board at Rimini Street. Seth, welcome to the show.
Great. Good to be back on, Hong Bin.
Thank you for joining me today. So I just want to kick off by asking you, how would you currently describe the tech industry? Is a tech winter already here?
Well, I think you need to differentiate between the investment world, for those of us running tech businesses, versus those who utilize our technology.
Right.
I think you have investment and you have a serious issue between stocks and valuations and stock price. And I think you have a really amazing opportunity to get great technology at very favorable rates because of that situation.
Okay. So what are some of the challenges, though, faced by IT and business leaders in Singapore in the face of a looming tech winter?
Well, again, I think you have both challenges and opportunities. I think that the challenge for every business is now they have to do two things that they used to do independently.
Mm-hmm.
You used to either grow or you used to expand to move valuations forward for the business. And that means making smart IT investments that will drive growth and improve profitability by driving down costs.
Okay. So how would you describe a smart IT investment then?
Well, a smart IT investment first takes a look at the entire spend in IT and figures out which parts of that IT spend are important to the business, but they don't drive improvement in terms of competition or growth for the business. And then I would look at how to drive down the cost of the areas, for example, mission critical ERP, the financial systems, the HR systems. Those systems are important to run the business. But that's not where value is created, and growth against competitors is not created in those systems.
Okay. So what can businesses do to go around these challenges and to streamline their IT investments?
Well, this is where we help thousands of companies around the world and governments.
Mm-hmm.
We have them come to do a prioritization of all of their IT spend. We look at these back-end transaction systems, and we find a way to replace their annual maintenance and operating costs and bring those down on average 75% in terms of the back-end costs. And we get them better service, and at the same time, we free up that capital and internal resources to focus on areas of the business where they do compete in the marketplace.
Okay. But why is it important for, you know, IT decision makers to maximize the value of their technology investments to succeed in the current macroeconomic environment?
Because you have to drive value.
Mm-hmm.
If you take an understanding that every single IT department, from the most successful companies and government agencies to the smallest struggling organization, they have a budget.
Right.
That IT budget is never big enough to do all the projects that the company wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a constrained resource, which means it has to be properly allocated. If you operate a smart budget and you come in and you lower the costs on the things that don't move your business forward in competition and allocate that money to the things that do grow your business and do give you competitive advantage, you will move through this economic cycle better than your competitors, and you will be better positioned on the other side of this economic trouble period.
Okay. I mean, during this economic trouble period, we're seeing a lot of talent crunch. We're seeing many layoffs, many laying off thousands of employees, in fact. Is this something we've seen before?
Yes. In fact, we've seen it in 2001, and we've seen it in 2007. But this one is different.
Why so?
Don't just look at the numbers being laid off. There are actually two things going on.
Okay.
One, because inflation has driven profits down, companies are having to reduce staff, which is their biggest cost, to get those profits back up to help drive their stock back up. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that's going on is we're rotating skill sets. We are letting go of people with yesterday's skills, and we're hiring in people for tomorrow's skills. Mm. And so you have both of these things going on at the same time. So it's not just layoffs because of economics.
Okay. So then how can organizations, you know, manage their IT talent pool through unified support services to avoid overhiring and layoffs?
Well, what a lot of customers are doing is they're turning over their systems to us. They're outsourcing. Now, you may remember back in the 80s, outsourcing was a dirty word, and we were saying we were outsourcing to other countries, and people mm-hmm. didn't like that.
Right.
Today's outsourcing is much, much more innovative. And what it means is we're taking projects and we're taking systems off the hands mm-hmm. of companies who don't need to run them.
Okay.
And we're turning them into utilities. And we run them for them so that they can focus their skills, their people, their budget on these amazing projects that will innovate and drive the business forward in competition.
Okay. And then how should then companies or organization do to sustain throughout the current economic downturn?
Be very smart with your spending.
Okay.
Very smart. Think about where you're spending your limited resources. Think about the opportunities. If you're sitting on cash and you see that there are software companies and tech companies that are having trouble, it's a great time to negotiate deals if mm-hmm. you're in that position.
Okay.
I would definitely take advantage of that. If you're not sitting on a lot of cash, mm-hmm. then what you need to do, this is a very difficult economic time. There's a lot of uncertainty. There is a lot of volatility. In these cases, the most important thing that a business can do is preserve its cash.
Mm-hmm.
Cash is life. If you get into a situation in this market where you need to go raise capital, you're going to be in trouble. Capital's expensive. Liquidity is hard. It's hard to find that money today for certain organizations. Preserve cash. That's what we learned in 2001. It's what we learned in 2007. And it is a lesson well understood for business today.
I see. And finally, Seth, what's the future like for the tech industry? How long and how deep will this tech winter be?
Well, technology is everything.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, many companies we often say are really software companies. If you don't have that mobile app for your business, you're at a disadvantage to those who do. Technology is the way that we work today.
Right.
So I think the tech industry has a super bright future.
Mm-hmm.
If we just go through these periods where we have interest rate issues, we have economics, we have global disruption in politics, these things will give us ups and downs. But the tech industry has been up and up forever.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Seth, for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. We've been speaking with Seth Ravin, who's the founder, global CEO, and chairman of the board at Rimini Street. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.